excited as you were to get to the first padded practice, I mean, it must not even compare to being able to the preseason game just around the corner.
Exactly.
The excitement for that.
Exactly, man. Everybody's excited, man. We get to see what everybody can do, and then we get to see the young guys and see what we've taught them and see if they use it. And so Friday is going to be a good day for us.
Has Ken Norton rubbed off on you yet? He talks about how he wants players to be, like Justin Ellis was saying, I'm not really that much outgoing, but he wants me to celebrate more. And
exactly,
more.
Exactly,
he
exactly.
The same thing to you?
He's right, yeah, exactly. He's looking to us to take the torch as far as taking the energy over on the field. He can't be on the field with us, mm-hmm. but we got to bring that spirit and his energy out there on the field and celebrate on everything we do positive as a defense.
You're pretty much a workmanlike guy. Do you have to force yourself? Is it kind of relearn yourself to do that?
Yeah, more than likely. It's kind of like a thing where you got to teach yourself over and over again to bring that energy and bring that enthusiasm. But in the game, it's naturally done. But in practice, that's when you have to bring it and practice it. And that's when you can turn it over into the game.
What do you think of Mario Edwards thus far, the young kid?
Oh man, potential for that guy. The sky's the limit. But as long as he locks in and focuses on what he needs to do, and learn that he's a professional now, he's gonna be a great player in this league.
You guys have an opportunity, and you've done it sometimes in practice, although the defensive line will rotate, to put the two biggest defensive tackles at the same time
exactly.
in the middle of the field.
Exactly.
We call them. What does that do for you?
We call them meat potatoes. they eat up that middle, and they send that running back to the outside and create that gap and create that pushback that we need in the middle to make it bounce. And it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. And we like to play football like that.
You're not a really loud guy who does like rah rah type of stuff.
Nah.
Coming into your second year, do you in any way take a leadership role on this team?
Oh, no doubt, man. I was just talking to Tuck today about that and the fact that he wasn't out there with us yesterday. And I had to step into that position, especially being up with the group of guys that we have, and step up and talk and bring that leadership role to the table, because they really do listen. And I'm seeing that more and more every day. So that's something that I have to learn as well.
Is that a role that you like, or is that a role that you have to adjust to?
It's something that you. Exactly. It's something that you have to adjust to. But the thing about being a leader is that you have to be a good teammate first. And I'm just trying to be a good teammate and slowly go into that role.
What are the differences when you rush the quarterback from the stand-up position versus being down lineman?
It's not too much of a difference. Only difference is you can see a lot more when you're standing up, and that's what you have to do kind of when you're in that hybrid role. And so you have to see where the running backs are. You have to see if it's a read-zone option type play, or whether the running back is scanning over and jumping across the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, there's a lot of things you have to see. And so that's what that helps me do, standing up.
This early in the process, are you still thinking a lot about the new system and the coaching change and, the plays and the playbook?
Oh, that was
able just to play fast?
Exactly. Going? That was the thinking process was 2 months ago. We put in the playbook. We pretty much put in the whole thing. And over this past 2 months, I've been studying it, and I put it in my brain, and now it's clicking, and we're just rolling up.
What do you think of the role that they have for you in terms of, playing on the line, going back, moving around, doing some different things?
Exactly. It's always been my role to be a rusher as well as dropping coverage. And it's something that I'm looking forward to, and I'm looking forward to playing in a real game and experiencing it.
Are they teaching you to stay home on a play? You still got deep pursuit angle on the other side?
What you mean by staying at home?
Just staying at home in your position.
Oh yeah. I mean, they're teaching me a lot of things. Ken Norton is doing an excellent job as far as helping us with that as far as you're talking about staying at home and you know what I mean, not going across the line of scrimmage and when you see it's run too fast. But it's something that we're learning and we're adjusting to, and it's getting better.
You guys had those one-on-one blocking drills today. Is that for bragging rights a little bit? You guys talk about that?
With the O-line?
Yeah, you and Penn going out today?
Oh, yeah. That's for bragging rights a little bit. I think he got 2 out of 3. So I got to come back better tomorrow and give him some.
Did you hear about that today, Larry?
A little bit. He knows. I can switch it up on him. But it's all good for now. I'm a competitor. But it's all good for now. You brought it back up for me. Thank you.
If you're standing up, a lot of times you're going to go against the tight end.
Yeah.
If you're down, you're going to go against a left tackle.
Like, I mean, it really doesn't matter. It just depends on the situation. You got guys bringing the pairs, two tight ends to my side. I have to get down, up. It doesn't really matter. It just depends on the situation and what we know they're going to do.
Donald's pretty good at what he does.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that kind of back and forth?
Oh,
like,
man.
Going against somebody who's like that? Like, what's that kind of back and forth?
We talk about it all the time, man. I told him one of these days I'm gonna continuously beat him consistently, but he won't let me put that in his head. And so it's something we look forward to every day, coming out here and getting better.
Thank you, Kyle.
Right, thank you.
We'll have Derek here in a few minutes.
BC.